Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, join me again as we head into the weekend from the lovely confines of Yuma, Arizona, where cutting grass is rarely done. That would be young Dean Weingarten. Hello, Dean. How are you doing? How often do you have to cut your grass in Yuma?
Well, I don't have grass. Once or twice a year, I have to destroy any sprouts that have popped up.
Do you have those red rocks that are I see all over Vegas?
Yeah, just got sand or whatever.
Sand.
I haven't too worried about it. Yeah.
Maintenance.
I have a little travel up front.
Yeah. So, I see that you took a look at Twitter now that Elon Musk has made his purchase of Twitter and amidst all the other things.
Yeah.
I did not realize that there was that advertising weapons had ever been allowed on Twitter. Did they ban the advertising of weapons on Twitter? Or is what
they do, and I don't know when the policy was put in place. But it is in place now and has been for some time. And it is blatantly political. It is really strange. Now, of course, we can't expect Elon Musk to change the policies on Twitter until he actually owns Twitter.
Right.
And he doesn't. Yeah. And it may take as long until October for him to get actual ownership. I mean, he's having an effect, at least that's what they claim, because a lot of conservatives who either are on Twitter and have come back on Twitter said they're suddenly getting these massive amounts of people that are joining them as followers that weren't there, you know, only a few weeks ago. And some people have speculated that there were algorithms in Twitter that would, you know, when somebody became a follower of a conservative, they just switched them over to a liberal somewhere or a leftist.
Right.
So I don't know if that's true or not, but that's been the speculation. And the large numbers of followers suddenly showing up for people like Mark Levin and others indicates something was holding them back. But anyway, to get back to Elon Musk changing Twitter's policy, other people have looked at other aspects of it, and I looked at the banning of advertisements for anything they perceive as a weapon. I mean, if you look at the list of things that are banned as weapons, and it's not even a complete list, they say this is a basic list. There's probably many other things that fit. And it's really outrageous. I mean, it's just silly. And Musk has said that he thinks free speech means that they should allow whatever is allowed by law, you know, where they're at. And many of the things that are now currently banned that cannot be, and they say promoted which they expect, I guess, that advertising is the type of promoting.
Right.
And it says weapons and weapons accessories. And let me read some of these because it's just bizarre. Guns, including airsoft guns, air guns, blow guns, paintball guns, antique guns, replica guns, and imitation guns. Now, that just seems weird. I mean, why would you basically ban toy guns? Unless you just hate guns with a passion and don't think anybody should ever have any kind of a gun, even if it's a toy or an imitation or a replica. Well, I mean, but blowguns? Blowguns don't look anything like a modern firearm. I mean, they're just the two. So, anyway, also, gun parts and accessories, including gun mounts, grips, magazines, and ammunition. So anything that has to do with guns. Rental of guns. And they do have an exception, other than from shooting ranges. Stun guns, taser guns, mace, pepper spray, or similar self-defense weapons. So they don't want you to have anything that you might use for self-defense. Swords, machete, and other edged or bladed weapons. Well, you know, machetes are used and it's a tool all over the world.
Sure.
Explosives, bombs, bomb-making supplies, and or equipment. Well, mostly those are generally illegal to sell through the mail anyway. And then fireworks, flamethrowers, and other pyrotechnic devices. And then knives. I mean, just all knives, they say, including butterfly knives, fighting knives, switchblades, and disguise knives. So, a very large number of these things are legal across most of the world in most countries. I mean, you know, it's hard to find a country that just flat out bans you from owning a knife of any kind. And certainly, in England, they talked about banning knives that have a point. But they haven't banned them. And you can still buy kitchen knives in British stores. So you can't Anversize Jinsu on Twitter? I mean, I would say that way more than half of the population of the Earth understands that these items, including guns and weapons, have utility. So when Twitter bans these things, in my understanding, it's doing it for political purposes. It doesn't like the idea of people having weapons at all, or the company didn't, and so they just banned the advertisement. That's a long way from allowing anything legal as free speech. And so I have a hope that Elon Musk, when he takes over, will change that policy. Somebody suggested to me yesterday, and they thought it would be a good idea for Musk to move Twitter headquarters from San Francisco to somewhere in Texas. You know, I think, Dallas might not be too bad, but Dallas is a heavy internet and digital center now.
Right.
As is Austin, but I think Dallas would be better. Or Fort Worth, anywhere around in there. And it seems like a good idea. It's going to be very interesting to see how Twitter gets shaken up.
Yes, it is. It's going to be real. We'll talk about that in the next segment. We're coming up on the first break. This article is the latest article that has been put up on Amaland for Dean. Dean is the biggest writer on the biggest website of its type in the world. Amaland.com. He's got nearly 2,000 articles there waiting for you today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. We're just talking about Twitter It'll be interesting to see what goes on with this, and I completely
it
forgot
will.
Where it. I lost my point.
What is interesting is the absolute consternation on the left. They seem to be melting down at the very idea that someone might be allowed free speech on Twitter.
Well, you know, and here's the problem, and I talked about this earlier, right? Twitter, this thing with Twitter is going to change the narrative. Because apparently that's all the left has, is the narrative. And I was talking about, have you ever heard of the Ash conformity experiment?
Oh, it sounds familiar.
This is an experiment where they took eight students, right? Eight college students, except only one was a real college student. The other seven were actors. And they were all able to observe each other, and they would be asking the actors and the student the same questions. And the actors would adopt a position based completely upon knowable falsehoods. Right.
And then when they got
to that eighth student, by the time he saw everybody else talking about how this was this and that was that, then he too would be changing over to believe those falsehoods because they were letting themselves be ruled by consensus.
Yes, exactly.
Now, what they also found out, and they released, which is also part of the problem for them, right, is that if one person stands up and starts to say, no, that is not the case, then before long, everybody else is beginning to believe that because it's all of a sudden okay to be against the narrative.
Right, right, yeah. We see this dynamic in public meetings, too,
yeah.
Where a person will challenge what the leadership is saying, and all of a sudden, there's a lot of opposition where very few people are willing to be the first one to challenge whatever is considered to be the wisdom du jour.
Right. But then what happens, and we're seeing this right now throughout the United States, and the Twitter thing is just going to continue to push it. When Ron DeSantis snatched that special consideration from Disney, then ExxonMobil, as soon as they saw that, they said, well, we're not going to be running no more flags for BLM or for the LGBTQ++++. And you got other companies and other organizations, because now all of a sudden they understand that some of this stuff that they get, like these tax deals and all these other things from these states, what they giveth, they can take away. That's not a right. That's an incentive.
Right.
So now with Twitter basically falling into the hands of just whoever. And I mean, you know, the internet is going to have some very toxic people. I mean, those of us that exist on the right, those of us that are conservative, that believe in the Bill of Rights, we know what it's like. I mean, how many times have you enabled the killers of children? Because you're second. How many times have you been the one, the villain, because you advocate for the Second Amendment? How many times?
Oh, hundreds of times I've read that.
Sure.
Maybe thousands.
Yeah.
It's endemic on the left. And one of the problems, of course, is they refuse to take responsibility for anything themselves. So they blame anything bad on somebody else, and anybody who disagrees with them politically is a prime target.
So
and
now
they
they'll
have
get
media mostly on their side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to see how this goes. I don't understand. I saw the other day where supposedly, and I don't believe these polls to save my life, right? But supposedly 43% of America, only 43% of America thinks Joe Biden's doing a good job. And I just wonder who those people are. What are they seeing?
How many of them are following what they think is the consensus? because they don't want to appear to be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think a lot of them, when they get in the voting booth, may vote differently.
Well, that's why I don't believe the numbers, because I believe there's more people looking at this. There's more people looking at the gas going, well, you know, this didn't happen when Putin took over Crimea.
No. It was going up long before that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they all of these things, I did not realize that Russia and Ukraine were the center of the planet, to where we've got food shortages and gas shortages and rare earth shortages and all these other things. And Russia has become COVID. COVID was the blame for everything. And, you know, now it's Russia.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are some things, but it's more coordinated than just Russia. I mean, we see these, I think that there is a concerted effort to try to create or gin up a crisis so that the left has another crisis to justify political action.
Right.
And another emergency. And they're terrified of people voting them out of office in just a few months. So who knows what they might gin up in the meantime to try to change the rules at the last minute, like they did in the 2020 election, in order to stay in power.
Well, the problem with that is going to be this. They don't have nearly as much time to try to make this work. Elias, as soon as Trump was inaugurated, some guy named Mark Elias was going to all these states, lobbying them to change their rules and do all this other stuff. And then,
hundreds of millions of dollars of funding,
Yes, Mark Zuckerberg took part in it, and now a lot of states are not allowing any Zook bucks to come into their state. They're not going to be able to play that game again. That, I believe that was probably a one-off. The GOP, who had ample warning that this was going to happen, sat on their thumbs on that one, to be honest
with you. They really did not do due diligence.
They did not react at all. They did not react at all. You hang on for me. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find he has nearly 2,000 articles at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is still on a roll. The core personal consumption expenditures price index jumped 5.2% in March from a year ago. It's the index the Federal Reserve keeps a close eye on when it looks at inflation. If food and energy prices are included, the PCE jumped by 6.6%. That's the biggest jump since January 1982. President Biden is requesting another $33 billion in taxpayer money in the latest package for Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress is wasting little time preparing the bill.
We were ready with our Appropriations Committee to start writing as soon as we got the numbers from the Office of Management and Budget and the President's announcement made public, and we hope to, as soon as possible, pass that legislation.
This is USA Radio News. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's unlikely the United States will ever reach true herd immunity from COVID-19. He says this is because it's different from other viruses.
We don't see measles in the United States because A, people are immune to it, and B, the virus doesn't change. We're not seeing that with SARS-CoV-2. We're seeing variants that emerge every few months.
Fauci says the goal now is to control COVID-19 such that people still get infected regularly, but it's not disrupting society, similar to the flu or common cold. Brides may be in for sticker shock over the skyrocketing cost of a summer wedding. Wedding planner Tracy French says brides are facing some tough choices. If they can't absorb the extra expense, it could mean cuts to the guest list. The wedding planning website Knot says about 2.5 million weddings are expected this year. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. So I see we've hit the bottleneck again at Land.
There's a few articles in the pipeline that will probably be published fairly soon. But let's go back to the update I did on the Bear.
Absolutely.
Pistol defenses.
Okay.
And there's several of them we have not discussed yet, and they're always interesting. And the first one, I think, where we left off was where in Montana, there were a guide and three clients were returning from a day of hunting for elk, and they saw a sow grizzly and a cub on the trail they were on. They were mounted on horses, and the guide told them to get off the horses and get ready their bear spray. And he held bear spray in his left hand and a .44 Magnum Ruger Super Blackhawk in his right hand. And they made noise. And I see this in a number of cases. As they made the noise, the sow stands up and then charges them. And that's a minority of cases, but the common wisdom used to be, make noise so bears will not be surprised.
Right.
But if you're within a certain distance of a bear and you make noise, the bear is surprised because they didn't know you were there before, and then they charge. And so the bear came running at them, but the problem was there was a very strong wind from the bear toward the group. So bear spray wouldn't do any good, because with a strong wind, it just blows back in your face.
Of course.
And there's even Tom Smith, who has written one of the foremost authors on bear spray and bears and defense, well, researchers, I should say. We disagree on some of the research, but he is a very well-known, Ian Herrero. And he did what I thought was some pretty good research on bear spray when there's a strong wind. Well, the problem is it's only good to maybe 5 feet. Well, by the time the bear is charging and pull out and it's only 5 feet away, it's kind of too late. So the guy fired a couple shots with the .44. He believes he missed with the first two shots, and he might have hit on the third shot because the bear veered off the trail, and he fired a fourth shot. But when investigators came back out looking, they couldn't find any blood trail, and they couldn't find any bear carcass. And we know that sometimes warning shots, especially from something as loud and with as much muzzle blast as a .44 Magnum revolver,
yeah,
sometimes deter bears, and they run away just from the noise. And that may have happened, and we can't know because they never found the bear to ask. So that happened back in 2016, on September 14th, and we found that information from a Freedom of Information Act request that AMLAN submitted. Then the next one was on October 28th of 2016, a little more than about 6 weeks later, and this was in Cody, Wyoming. And there were four men hunting elk and deer in the Squaw Creek drainage. And they'd killed a nice elk and a deer, and they were packing them out. And they were all on foot in a heavily wooded creek bottom, walking the horses because it was heavily wooded. And at a very narrow point in the creek, one of them saw a bear coming through the woods, heavily wooded, and as the bear charged, the horse he was leading took off. Well, bears tend to be afraid of horses. I mean, horses tend to be afraid of bears. Excuse me, got that reversed. And then the bear is charging this group, and two of the hunters shoot at the bear as it approaches to within 5 feet, and both shot .44 Magnum revolvers. One shot first from about 15 feet, and then the bear turned and it retreated a little bit and then came back, and the second hunter then had enough time. He threw his .44 and fired two shots at the bear from very close range. And again, the bear ran off. Investigators looked. They did not find any bear carcass or blood trail. Interestingly enough, one of the four hunters in this case had been mauled by a grizzly bear in 2010. So that would have been about 6 years earlier, and had $30,000 in medical bills. So, you know, it's not just stopping yourself from being killed. You can be very seriously and easily hurt by a bear as well, and it doesn't take long. It's amazing the amount of damage a bear can inflict in just a few seconds. So then let's switch to Tennessee, back east, May 31st in 2020. This bear was, and a dog were having some type of confrontation, a black bear. And they said the bear swatted the dog out of the way and kept coming at a woman who was probably trying to save her dog. And then a man who lived in the house came out with a pistol and fired several rounds at the bear from a 9mm. Well, he said toward the bear. And then he said he was aiming at the ground in front of the bear and didn't realize he had hit the bear until the next morning, where the bear was found dead behind the home. So, and that is not all that uncommon either. We find that people often miscalculate just how deadly relatively small caliber pistols can be on bears. And we've had cases where people would shoot .22 at bears and say, well, I didn't think it would hurt it. And then the next day they find the bear dead. Doesn't always happen that quickly, but, I mean, in just a few seconds, a 22 is probably not a great stopper on bears.
Right.
But they can be deadly. Then to go back out west, in September of 2020, we had an archery hunter in the Madison Range. It's pretty wild country. And they were at the Eldridge Creek. And they were charged by a grizzly bear. And it they found indications that it was wounded. He fired a handgun. It doesn't state the caliber. Several times in the direction of the bear. And it stopped charging them and took off. But they never did find the wounded bear. And then in Lake Tahoe, 2021, June, we have a bear that broke into a vacation home near South Lake Tahoe. It's in the country. And this person was renting the vacation home, and they were gone. They come back to the house after dinner with the other occupants of the home, and they enter, and they find a bear.
Let me get you to hold right there, if you will. Hang on right there. Last break of the show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last time on the Firing Line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten as we head off into the weekend. And we were talking about bears. I saw something the other day while we're talking about bears. I saw something I thought of you. I like to watch camping videos. Not particularly because I want to go camping again, because I did a lot of that in the military. But I find it interesting how it has advanced and how comfortable you can be when you go camping.
Sure.
So I'm watching this kid in Canada, which I don't know what the status is in Canada as far as when they're out in the woods, if they can walk around armed. But while he's in the woods, suddenly two moose run up really close to where he's at. The wind is blowing. It's snowing. They probably can't smell him or see him. But, I mean, a moose running up on you can be a pretty deadly thing, right?
Absolutely. More people are injured by moose in Alaska than by bear. And, but I think more people are killed by bears in actual attacks.
Right.
But a lot more people are killed by moose in vehicle accidents, where the vehicle hits the moose. They're huge animals, you know, 1,500 pounds. They stand about 6 foot high at the shoulder.
Right.
So if you hit them, you're going to take the legs up from under them, and this very large, nasty, very strong animal is going to go right through the windshield on you.
Sure.
So it's much worse than hitting a deer, for example. So there's a lot of bad accidents with moose in Alaska. But to get back to the story,
please.
I can finish at the one in Tahoe.
Yeah.
These people were renting a cabin. They come back. It's about 10 o'clock in the evening, maybe a little bit later. And they don't know what it is. So one of the people accessed a handgun. I don't know if it was in the cabin or if he had it or whatever, and investigated. And they find a bear making a big mess. And the bear comes at them, so they shoot it, I don't know how many times. The make, model, and caliber of the handgun are not mentioned. But the bear does leave the building anyway. And deputies arrived, and they tried to find the bear, and they couldn't find it. But the next morning, they find this gravely wounded bear and finish it off. And what the deputies said is there's been a huge increase in this type of problem with bears breaking into buildings, occupied, some not occupied, searching for food in this area on the California side of Lake Tahoe. And they said that, and a couple of decades ago, they thought it was not common, it was rare. And they thought there were maybe 250 bears around Lake Tahoe. But now they did another population estimate. Now they estimate 500 just on the California side.
Right.
So there's been a very large increase in bears around Lake Tahoe, and that's part of the reason that you get so many bears breaking into buildings. Of course, another part is that people used to, probably 50 years ago, bears were considered pests, and they'd get shot on sight because they didn't want them breaking into buildings and creating a mess. And so now people leave out food for them because, oh, the pretty bears or the, oh, doesn't Yogi need some food or what other weird stereotype they might have of bears. But the bears get food accustomed to finding food around humans. And, you know, they get to where they figure out they can break into buildings and find food, and then they create large problems. And people, there have been a few cases in the lower 48, regular black bears breaking into people's houses and end up getting shot because they're a serious threat to anybody in the house. So that was what happened in Lake Tahoe. Then we had a couple more cases that I added. Let's see if we can get one in or two from, one was from Nome, Alaska. This one was widely reported, probably because it was unusual. And this was a guy who had a mining claim near Nome. You know, the kind of sounds like that from that song, North to Alaska, anyway. And he's taking a four-wheeler or some type of ATV with a trailer out to his little cabin on this mining claim. And he's crossing a little rivulet or a creek or something, and suddenly a grizzly bear charges him out of nowhere and throws the ATV over on one side of the trailer. He manages to get out a pistol and fire a shot or two, and the bear runs off. Well, he's close to his cabin. So he retreats to the cabin, and a few days later, a helicopter is doing some type of a run in the area, and he manages to get out and wave at them like he's in distress. And they land, and he says he'd been holed up at the cabin for several days because every time he'd try to get out, the bear would come at him, and he just had a limited number of rounds left, and he was running out of ammunition. So I thought it was an interesting story, and the people who were out there credited it. There was enough physical evidence to indicate that there was at least a bear in the area and causing some problems. He had not killed the bear, but apparently, again, the noise of the shots were enough to scare it away, or at least to deter it from the immediate attack. And then, let's see, we also could go to, Idaho, I think is that? No, there was one in, another one in Alaska. Chena Hot Springs. On July 19th, 2021. And I'll make it real brief so we can fit it in. A man shot a grizzly bear, and he was out hiking on a trail with his son, and there was an adult bear and a sow, and the man made contact with a sow, I should say, and the bear charged, and he shot the bear with a .44 Magnum revolver, and that stopped the attack. Now, she did have a cub, so she might have been acting in defense of the cub, as grizzlies are much more likely to do that than are black bears, we have found. So how much time? Do we have time enough to start another one?
We have a minute and a half.
Okay, I'll be real quick.
Let's go.
In Island Park, Idaho, a grizzly bear with cubs, it attacked archery hunters The hunters deployed bear spray and a pistol. The bear spray doesn't seem to have been enough. The bear was shot at very close range, and from a confidential source, I have been told that it was a 10-millimeter pistol. And so that was a pistol save in Idaho on the 23rd of September, 2021.
Pretty good. You knocked that one out really fast.
Yeah, I tried.
Knocked that one out really fast.
So we see that pistols are very effective in stopping bear attacks, and the research that I and some associates of mine have done now shows that we've got 123 cases of where pistols only were fired in defense against bear attacks. And they had a success rate of 98%.
Outstanding. I look forward to speaking to you on Tuesday.
Very good.
Thank you for joining me tonight.
It is always a pleasure.
The pleasure is mine. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. Do not fall for the ash conformity experiment. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.